I suppose is okay. Is competitive eating a sport?
I actually don't know how to.
So I had it up, and it turns out yes. According to Wikipedia, eating is a sport, but everyone else writes carefully worded articles where they never actually conclude one way or the other. So you've now taken several minutes of my Googling life, and I will never get those back. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Are we good? We're good to record now.
Is it recording now?
Yeah.
How do you feel about...
Special edition.
It's not a special edition.
Special edition podcast.
It's just a normal edition.
All podcasts are special to me, Kyle.
Okay.
This is Kendrick.
That's fine. This is Kyle Hagen. Mm-hmm. Welcome to...
That's way too many syllables.
One Punch Man.
One Punch! Yeah, I watched like two episodes of that and was bored stupid.
I fucking love that show. I know everybody thought I hated it, but like I thought it was pretty entertaining.
I was watching like, well, everyone likes this.
It is incredibly boring. That's the nature of it, because it's like stupid that the guy just kills everybody with one punch but takes so long to do it. Like, that's the stupid idea.
Okay, I'll give it a little more time.
I don't know. It's one of those ones where like you really don't have to watch it to be relevant culturally. But
well, I feel like I got it.
Have you heard of Fate? Like the anime called Fate?
No.
Neither have I. Apparently there's like a new phone game that came out, but
okay.
I've never heard of the game before, or the show before, or the game, so I'm
you had something you were going to talk about.
I know. Okay. I remember.
Are we getting there?
Yeah, I was just, okay. we're sit-socking.
Sit-socking. One Punch Man.
So, they were talking about somewhere, I think it was on Philip DeFranco's channel, because I watched that, because Amy watches that.
Okay.
Or basically, when she's watching it, I listen to it. And, do you know Philip DeFranco is?
I have no idea.
Okay, Philip DeFranco is like a YouTube news head. So, like, he does, like, I think, personally, he does a lot of, like, very, he does news the most subjective I've ever seen news done.
Okay.
And that's, I understand that that's someone who likes it comes off that way, but it's pretty interesting, because generally he has opinions, and I'm like, oh, he's totally going to say this, because he's, like, a YouTuber, he's liberal, blah, 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 but then he goes a different direction, I'm like, oh, that was interesting, that was kind of refreshing, that was weird. So it's fun to listen to, but he was talking about how they're considering, hey, you're fucking our podcast up with your stupid loud.
He's got three tennis rackets
and six exhaust pipes.
Yeah.
So he couldn't even fill his own exhaust pipes up with his own tennis rackets. What an asshole.
What a dick. He's also 100 years old, so.
Well, yeah, why'd you make fun of a 100-year-old guy?
Man, we're assholes.
No, I'm just talking about you.
Oh. I don't have six.
So they were talking about how gaming is now being considered a professional sport in China, as far as the China, like, competitive athletic gaming league. So, like, playing video games has the second highest following in the world next to the Olympics. Like, of events that, like, this event.
In
and
China?
I can't remember what it is. Like, in the world. Like, well, keep in mind, the United States is not the world, right?
No, I know that.
And there's a ton of people in other countries that are, like, higher population density than us that actually watch video games and play them.
I knew Korea.
And China's one, too.
But they didn't realize China. That's interesting.
It's like, Korea is, like, Korea, China, and all those, like, you know, yeah, I was going to say, I was going to do the Bing Bong Chang Chong, where's my keys thing, but I was like, I can't.
Well, you did it, though.
I know, but, like, I didn't do it as, like, a racist thing. I did it as explaining why I didn't. God damn it, I just did.
Yeah, you fucked it up. You're still racist.
You're racist.
That's the other name for
but they were considering putting it into putting it into the Olympics.
I don't like that.
So I thought it was interesting because I feel like as far as I was trying to think of other sports that require the kind of dexterity and mental concentration that stuff does. Well, ping pong actually requires physical prowess.
No, I know. Shooting was one I thought of.
Like sport shooting.
Yeah.
Because I don't necessarily think you have to have a ton of like leg strength you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
It's like hand-eye coordination, agility.
Let me explain why I don't think it should be in the Olympics. It's not because I don't think that it's competitive and athletic or whatever. I think it's that the Olympics have gotten too bloated.
Sure.
And when the Olympics are too big, it's a mess. And I think that the Olympics only make sense for things that aren't big enough to have their own world tournaments.
So this, I'm going to lead it into a DEF CON thing that I thought was pretty cool that I saw. But because there is certain things about the gaming industry that have caused DEF CON to do some really cool, like, capture the flag stuff that doesn't have anything to do with video games. It has to do with, like, hacking stuff to get capture the flags figured out. And the stuff that our wife was talking about last night. Were you there for that?
Yes, I was there for that stuff.
So I think it's weird because I don't know what game you would play. Like, personally for me, I'm not sure where you would settle on what you play. Is it random? Do you have to play more than one kind of game? Is it just shooters? Is it, like, you have to play shooters and you have to
for
do
the,
something else?
For the Olympics?
Yeah.
It almost have to be like a multiple games, right? Like, StarCraft would be in there, right?
I agree. It would have to be multiple games. It'd have to be
like what, GoldenEye?
An RTS, a first-person shooter. Like, you'd have to express your prowess over multiple games.
Well, so here's
games.
The question. You have a team. Right now, what does it look like right now? Because we've got world championships in games.
That's a good question.
Right now, as far as I know, the championships are in specific games. Like, it's you're a championship StarCraft player, and you play StarCraft, and that's it. You don't play, you know, I don't know, Call of Duty.
Esports League, I guess is what they're calling it.
Well, but right now, as far as I know, there's...
Super Smash Bros. Is a really big one, actually.
But, I mean, I don't think it would make sense to have it be you have to do all of them, because you don't make... Unless you're doing a triathlon,
That's what I mean, though. I think it should be. It should be a team event, and you have to, like... You have to have a well-rounded enough team to be able to compete in all the events. Like, someone should need to be... Like, you have to play in all the events, right? But you have certain, like, kickers. Like, they do that...
Well,
I don't know. I like
kind
that
of unprecedented
idea.
In an Olympic standpoint,
I guess
though.
That's true. You're right.
But,
you're
I mean, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
No, I think you're right.
Usually for Olympics, it's individual.
I don't think it fits as an Olympic either, but...
I don't think so either, and I think that it... I'm fine with it being competitive.
Is it a sport, though?
The term sport is, I think, a problematic one. I think it's a competitive event. I think it should still be sponsored. There should still be... I mean, you can do everything that has to do with it, but when you start getting into sports, I feel like it's not a sport in the traditional sense.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about what makes a sport a sport.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I went immediately to, like, things that are similar that are also considered sports, like sport shooting or,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I mean, I suppose... Is competitive eating a sport?
I actually don't know how to answer these questions.
Well, that's my question.
I'm not sure. So, one of the things I think sports are about nowadays is competing for money. Do you compete for money? Do you compete for fame?
I guess
kind of a weird way to look at a sport.
Like, I guess the thing that I think about in addition to that is that there is an amateur and professional elements. That there are people who do it amateur for fun, and then there are people who do it professionally for money.
Okay.
That there is an element of training.
Okay.
And that there is maybe a season, and that there is a championship. There's a competitive element to it, and I mean, I guess.
And you don't hit all of these; you just hit some of them.
I would say
like baseball. It plays most of the year. Is that a season?
But it's still a season.
I guess you're
there is still a season.
If you have
there's a championship.
If you have any downtime and
there's a championship,
sure.
And then for the week after the championship is the season's out, right? Like, if after the World Series they take a break.
Basically.
But I mean, I think that you'd have to have all those things because. What's not a sport? I mean, what's similar to sport but not a sport? That's the other
question. Well, I think it revolves around competition, right? Like, because we would say that sleeping is not a sport unless you competitively slept against people.
I'm a sports sleeper.
Well, because then you would be like, you'd have strategy and you would compete and there would be tactical things you'd do.
So is there a strategic element?
Oh, yeah.
I think sports
have strategic elements.
Is javelin toss a sport?
Well, I think that... I wouldn't say exclusively strategic. I would say there's strategy or tactical elements to a sport or sporting event, meaning you make decisions that are changed based off of the things that your opponents might be doing, right?
Well,
so if you know one of your opponents is trained in the Alps, you would also then, not necessarily in the event itself, the tactical decisions are made.
Okay.
Like, surrounding the whole, like, decision process made for
but
training.
I guess what I'm saying is if you're
happy and you know it,
then throw your stick. No, if you're, I mean, because there's a lot of traditional sports. Like
caber toss?
Competitive shooting.
Okay.
What does my tactical aspect of target shooting have? What's tactical about that? I'm going to hit the target as best I can.
The decisions you make about how you hit the target based on the environment around you.
But is that really influenced? Well, how is that influenced by the environment around me in a tactical way?
Like wind? Adjusted for wind to me is tactics. Strategic would be how you train, I think.
Okay, so what's strategic about training for target shooting?
It just has to do with the way I look at strategy versus tactics.
Okay, but I'm not saying that all things have to be strategy or tactics. I'm saying how is training strategy?
Well, that's what I'm saying is when you say strategy, like what is the definition you're using? Because I'm this is one of those times where like I kind of come up with my own thing, so I need you to clarify.
That's fine. So what I'm saying is. You're saying that an event is considered a sport based off of its strategic elements?
When competing. Yeah.
When competing. How are there strategic elements in target shooting when competing?
Because the competition comes into how you prepare for the event as well as how you act in the event. So, like, if you make a strategic decision of how to train based off of how you see other people training, if you make a decision about how you train, I think that's a strategic decision.
Then by that token, though, I would choose, I may make decisions in my software development career based off of how I see other people doing.
But are you competing? Do you feel you're competing?
So there's the next thing. So there has to be competition as well.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So it's exclusively strategy in the context of competition. But it sounds like strategy is defined as any decision based off of other people's actions.
That you make when it comes to having to compete with those individuals.
So is there ever a scenario in competition where you don't make decisions that would be considered strategic?
Is there ever a scenario in competition where you don't make decisions that are strategic? I guess you're right.
So I'm just saying that it sounds like the way you've defined your terms is...
So it's just competition.
It's just competition. That's where I'm going with it. So
I guess maybe it comes down to how... Not the perceived value of those strategic decisions, but the actual metric of impact on your final outcome. So, like, maybe that's how it has to do with it. So, you're right. Strategy and tactics come in when you're competing. Like, that's just an inherent part of competition.
Yeah, it's part of competition.
So, could you say that a sport is something where the strategic and tactical decisions you make can drastically affect the outcome of the event or of the competition? So, like... You're right. Maybe shooting, training differently for shooting or adjusting the environment doesn't have a significantly drastic effect on whether you win or lose. But in a football game, if you choose a play, like a play would be like a tactic in my mind, that could like cause you to gain 7 or more points and like vastly win the game or not.
So in that sense, what you're saying then is in the context of competition, it's tactics that define a sport.
I didn't really mean to focus on tactics. I just more meant on the relative gain of using those things.
So a sport isn't a sport if the tactics or strategy aren't very effective on the outcome.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, yeah. I wonder if that's a way to look at sports, is what I'm saying.
So I think... I don't have a horse in this race. I'm just curious because I don't know what the hell makes a sport.
Neither do I. That's what I'm kind of wondering because, like, people would consider football a sport, right?
I mean, football is a quintessential sport.
Is
right?
Equestrianism a sport?
Equestrians consider themselves athletes, and
so that's another thing.
Consider it a sport.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Are you an athlete?
Well, athletes participate in sports, right?
I would agree with that. If you consider yourself
an athlete, what you're doing is probably sport.
So if you consider,
but not necessarily all sports are performed by athletes.
I would agree with that too. I would also say. Like what makes an athlete, right?
Yeah.
Because if you consider yourself an athlete because you won, like, a bunch of game esports competitions, like, can you consider yourself an athlete if you're playing in esports? And is it because you're in esports that you consider yourself an athlete? Like,
well, I guess what constitutes an athlete?
That's what I was going to get into next. So, okay, so where do we go? So we were talking about you're an athlete. Because you consider yourself an athlete because you're an equestrian. Therefore, equestrianism is a sport.
That's a way to think about it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, the next step then would be, I guess, to say what makes you an athlete. Because apparently we're connecting those things together. Athlete?
Well, I mean, that's... What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Because I'm not in a rush because I want to finish the podcast, but it's still annoying. But, yeah, so I guess what makes an athlete? Now, let's think of some athletes. Athletes are people who train, are devoted to training,
So, like, an actor could be considered an athlete sometimes if they train their body for a role, right?
Well, let's see.
So, what differentiates someone who...
I feel like athletes have an intrinsic physicality to them, that there is a training regimen of a physical nature.
Okay, so...
Because you have an athletic build.
You would train to do an athlete would train to do a specific activity, maybe.
Not necessarily specific, but I think there is
an
element... I would not consider myself an athlete.
See, I would, though, because you take time to spend to...
I would not consider myself an athlete, but I would consider other people in my field of interests to be athletes.
Is it because you don't compete at anything?
It's because I don't... I think it's a level of dedication.
But you do... But, like, what?
It's a level of dedication.
3 or 4 times a week for the things that you do.
I would consider athletes to be more than that. Like, I consider an athlete to be, in order to be an athlete, you're not a part-time athlete. I think it's a characteristic of your
existence. But the majority of the things that you do on a weekly basis are what I would consider to be athletic in nature.
I think that several people that I participate in those events with are athletes.
But do they do, so you're saying that they do more than you do?
Yes.
And how much more?
They do stuff every day.
Okay.
And so they monitor their diet based off what they should do, and they have training regimens they do every day, and their philosophy is around.
I feel like you could knock a bunch of people who play sports out of the athlete realm by saying that.
I would say that's what I was saying. Not everyone who plays sports is an athlete, but athletes
always play sports.
Well,
or always participate in sports.
I would say that athletes typically are participating in sport. Like if an athlete, how do I say this? So the question is, many of the people who do it are considered athletes and consider themselves athletes, and as such, and that's part of the reasons it feels like it's a sport to me. Whereas a lot of times sports are performed by people who aren't athletes. But then there's also a level of seriousness about it. Like in the NFL, when they're not beating their wives or running like drug rings or dog fighting circles, they're also training literally every day.
So 10% of the time?
Yeah, for the remaining 10% of the time, they're literally training every single day for 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
MMA, training every single day for 6 hours a day at least, right? If you're playing literally anything at a high professional level, it is your day job. It is your everyday thing.
So then in that case, you could consider some gamers athletes because of the amount that they play and are training.
I suppose you could, but I still feel like there's an element of athleticism in and of itself.
So if you kept a healthy physical body aspect and work out and
if
play
doing
video
push-ups
games
somehow made you better at video games, then yeah.
So you're saying only physical exercise can make you
an athlete. I would say that there is an important element of physicality in athleticism. Because they talk about, if I use a different word, athletic, does that describe very many gamers?
I don't think I can answer that. Like, because I'm already inclined to say yes. Because I think that there's an aspect of physicality then, with game training and games.
So you would say that you have to have an athletic build? You have to be an athletic type person to play video games?
I see what you're saying. No, I guess
I don't think that there's a correlation. Now, you might be in good shape, but it doesn't mean, like.
So, gaming might be an entire industry of. Esports might be an entire industry of people who play sports who aren't athletes.
If you call it a sport, yes.
So, that's weird, though, because,
here's another one. Is billiards a sport?
But, see, yes, I would say so.
But those guys could be any manner of body type. It doesn't matter. It has no impact on
performance. I guess that's why I'm like.
Whereas, if you are a distance runner and you're 100 pounds overweight, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas, if you're 100 pounds overweight, you could totally play Super Smash Brothers.
So, guess what I'm saying is that I don't necessarily think. I agree with you. I don't think it requires you, any athletes in your realm, to have your thing be a sport, though, is what I disagree with you.
No. And that's what I'm saying is I wouldn't say that in order to be a sport, you have to have athletes.
Okay.
I'm not saying that because there's things like billiards, which are a sport, mm-hmm. or ping pong, which is a sport. And you could be.
So what's the difference between billiards and. I'm not going to say ping pong because I think ping pong actually does take
ping pong is pretty physical, but
billiards versus video games.
That's the question. If billiards is considered a sport, then I think video games could be considered a sport. But that doesn't mean that billiards players are athletes.
No, I agree with you. I think we're good on there. Like, I think you're right. Like, there's definitely sports that don't require you to be an athlete to play.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Because you're saying billiards is a sport?
I'm trying to get at a definition.
Okay, so
and
let's say.
It sounds like the athleticism isn't an important element of it being a sport.
I think I agree with you now, because athleticism is something that's specific to a sport that requires a lot of physical prowess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily all sports. It's a subset of sports.
Yes.
Okay.
We've gone around.
So you don't have to be an athlete to participate in a sport, according to
what you
say.
But you do have to be a mathlete.
So that is actually funny that you say that, because mathletes, do mathletes consider them, like, as far as I'm talking about Mean Girls, like, if you go mathematics competitions, Model UN,
types
of stuff like that, are those considered to be sports? Mental things.
Like, I don't think that the Model UN is considered a sport. I don't think that, is chess club a sport? I don't think so.
Okay.
Why? Yeah, that's the next thing. Well, that is interesting because there are amateur chess players and there are professional chess players.
Mm-hmm. There's like.
There are people who watch chess matches.
There's, very famous. I guess that's another thing. Famous people in the industry. Like, that was not talking about. Sorry.
Well, no, that's a good point, though, because there are celebrities.
Mm-hmm. There's high risk, high reward competitions.
Interesting. So I suppose competitive chess could be considered a sport.
According to what we've agreed
by
on.
By our definition.
Which is
sure.
Nothing, really, but
we've
knocked some stuff out.
I suppose, realistically, it'd be a sport. You could go see it. You could train in it. There are training things that aren't necessarily the game. It's so, not athletic, but it's a sport.
Let's back up. Is math, like math competitions or things
What's
like
that?
What's
a math competition?
Where you get, each team is given the same problem, and the team who solves it the fastest and the most efficient way.
Are there amateurs?
I think there's amateur mathematicians.
Are there professionals that live off of this game?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I don't think that there are.
Okay.
I mean, there are only a handful of professional chess players.
That makes sense to me, that though. If you're saying that if you cannot be a professional in it, it cannot be considered a sport.
I think that's the line you draw, because I can't think of any sports that don't have
professional
players.
So then gaming, you can, or esports.
I think esports is a valid sport. I think video gaming is a sport.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what that means or what we do with that information, but...
It could be in the Olympics. Boom, we're done.
Done. That's it.
Hey.
Podcast over.
You guys heard it here on
Sit Sock. We allow video games in the Olympics grudgingly.
I definitely think that, NASCAR. NASCAR.
Ooh. Is NASCAR a sport? NASCAR is a thing. Is competitive driving a sport? And yes, I think car racing is a sport.
Mm-hmm. I think racing is a sport.
A sport, yeah. NASCAR is the
type
professional
of racing.
Green,
yeah. Well, I think there's rally racing too. I think rally racing.
I think it's definitely a sport. There's training.
No,
there's
I think it is.
Professionals. There's amateurs. There's audience. There's celebrities. There's everything we need it to be a sport.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think we've concluded it. A little early, but
20 minutes. This is fucking dumb. We're never doing this again.
Never again.
All right, bye everybody.
Bye.
Like, comment, subscribe on our stuff, please.
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 Thank you.
Do it. Just
Love
fucking
you.
Do it.